Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's always a joy to come and sit before you and your Word, knowing that you are ready to teach us those things that you want us to know about you. You want us to know about your Son, Jesus, and you want us to know about the way we're to live in this world. I pray today that you will bless us with the presence of your Holy Spirit, who can guide us into all truth today. And we'll give you thanks for it in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Seven Princes of Persia and Media. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 1, and verse 14. Earlier in our story of Esther, we met seven chamberlains who served King Ahasuerus of Persia. We found the king's request through them refused by Vashti, this queen, who was beckoned to come to Ahasuerus's party with the royal crown upon her head. Because her rejection infuriated the king, in chapter 1 and verse 14, we meet seven princes who were advisors to King Ahasuerus and were well informed of the Persian law. We read, "And next unto him was Karshena, Shethar, Admatha, Tarshish, Meres, Marsena, and Memucan, the seven princes of Persia and Media, which saw the king's face and which sat the first in the kingdom." This verse continues the portion of scripture that was parenthetical as Ahasuerus seeks the advice of his wise men. We read in verse 13, "Then the king said to the wise men, which knew the times, for so the king's manner toward all that knew the law and judgment." So the continuance with verse 14 is to share who these men were who knew law and judgment. The meaning of their names are interesting. Karshena means illustrious. Shethar means a star. Admatha means a testimony to them. Tarshish means yellow jasper. Meres means lofty. Marsena means worthy. And Memucan means dignified. So let us picture the scene. The king is angry beyond measure and knows he must do something about Queen Vashti's refusal to follow his request. So he called together illustrious, a star, a testimony to them, yellow jasper, lofty, worthy, and dignified. If we desire to laugh, we might think of them as the seven dwarfs. However, these were the men that King Ahasuerus knows as princes who were wise in the law. The verse continues, "The seven princes of Persia and Media, which saw the king's face and which sat the first in the kingdom." These were the special ones, the select ones, and the ones who were advisors to the king himself. But where did they come from? What were their lives like before they became princes before the king? How were they educated? And who taught them the law to the degree that they could advise a king? Obviously, he respected their counsel as he allowed them before his face on a regular basis. And we have read that there is wisdom in a multitude of counselors, but why were these the ones who were chosen for that counsel? We may never know, but nonetheless they were. Who, we might ask, are the counselors in our lives? Whom do we consider to have good direction, wisdom, and knowledge about certain thoughts, ideas, and reactions to outward stimulations and situations for us? How did they get to that position? As we consider these questions in both our lives and the life of Ahasuerus, we may recall that divine providence is a theme within this book, and those who surround us today may have been placed by the Almighty to direct our path toward His. We must remember that God works in the natural flow of life, and that which seems ordinary and plain may just be what he is using as our seven counselors to make our path his as well. Next time, we see what Ahasuerus asked the seven wise men. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.